Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're having a little technical difficulty, so hopefully we can get through this program. somebody is playing with Skype again. So anyway, we've got a great show. Before we get to the show, I want to talk about the eSETI is now open for Skywatch and camping weekends. And we have some great cabins, and it's a beautiful location at the base of Mount Adams, an internationally known UFO hotspot. So we just saw about 29 ships the other night, and we stopped at 25 a couple nights ago. So, I mean, they're flying. I mean, they're definitely here, and they're interacting and making turns and doing all kinds of crazy things. So definitely come out and check it out. The energy here is phenomenal. They've done major changes and readjustments here, and so it's an awesome place to come hang out and, check out the energy and consciousness here as well as the ships. The upcoming events, May 29th through 31st, I'm at Contact in the Desert. So check that out. And June 12th through the 15th, Michael Tellinger returns to eSETI. We've got June 19th through the 22nd, I'll be doing an ambassador training workshop. We actually get to connect with the beings and learn who's who in the universe. July 2nd through the 5th, we have the annual conference. And we've got a great lineup. Our speakers include Winston Srout, Randy Kramer, Alexander Metters, Rosemary Guiley, Michael Elijohn, Laura Legere, John Rappaport, and myself. And we're still adding to that. So we have some other people on the books. We have a mystery speaker as well. So the early bird registration for that ends June 8th. So we also have August 14th to 16th, Laura Eisenhower and Dr. Dream coming. And you can check out private invitation, eSETI.com, if you want to find out more about the workshops, or just go to eSETI.org and send an email to eSETIreservations@gmail.com. But there's so many different ways. But if you just go to eSETI.org, you can check it out and find out where to go from there. But speaking of this conference, we have one of our speakers on tonight. And we've got Alexandra with us, and she's the creator of the popular blog and is internationally known for interviews with Cobra. She's committed to bringing in spiritual consciousness with cosmic awareness, shifting global perspectives gracefully, respectfully, and galactically. Her focus is to connect minds and hearts everywhere to step out of the 3D matrix unilaterally by bringing forth the cutting-edge implant removal process, soul alignment, and DNA activation. She contributes an authentic freedom and effective unplugging from the matrix we now live in. So without any further ado, I want to bring Alexandra. Are you with us?
I am. Hi, James. How are you? It's great to talk to you. It's been a
while.
Yeah,
you too. I can't wait for this conference coming up July 2nd. That's going to be...
I know. I've planned to come up and see you so many times and just too much of a crazy busy schedule. So this is forcing me to clear my schedule and make it happen.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I mean, the lineup is amazing, but I know it looks like we're going to have some more people as we speak. We're actually connecting with some other people and sending out more invitations. So we had a couple drop off and some new ones coming in that are even more interesting, I think. But it's going to be a phenomenal event. Every year at this event, we have major UFOs fly over, and I think in 2010, we did an intention experiment to actually bring them in and connect with them. And they showed up right after the meditation, right at the end of it. We walked outside and a beautiful pinkish orange ship flew right over the conference building with quite a few, about 200 people out there, and several people filmed it. So,
awesome.
I'm sure they're probably going to do something this year. I never know what they're going to do, but they always have a little surprise, in the heavens for us, for the people here.
So the filming of that, is that available on your website?
Yeah, and actually I show it in my talk at the Contact in the Desert, and I'll show it here. We actually have the footage of it and the blow-ups of the pictures. And it's just a beautiful light ship.
Nice.
When you look at it.
Nice. I've really noticed the increase of UFOs over my house, James. It's just...
Yeah.
It's crazy. And they're in a, they're in like a pyramid layout.
Yeah.
Above, and from what I've been told, and I thought about you, cause you and I've talked about this, mm-hmm. When I asked, they said, well, we're here to protect you.
Yeah. That's a good idea, you know, considering what's been unfolding lately. I mean, we can use all the protection we can get because it's just getting crazy out there.
It is, isn't it? And the more light penetrating the planet, I think people forget, yeah, we got a lot of light coming to the planet, but we're also surfacing a lot of what do you call it? Detritus?
Yeah. The dross. Yeah. It's like creating a soup, you know, the more you turn the heat on and all the dross or whatever comes to the top, you know, and you scoop it off and you have a great soup. But, you know, it's just part of the process. You're going to have the energy comes in, you're going to have some chaos, you know, and the
exactly.
tyrants. Yeah. The tyrants are going to expose themselves and come forward and only to fall, you know, but it's part of the process.
I was going to say that, I received a really powerful message last week, and they were talking about how there's been so much darkness on the planet, and the whatever you want to call yourself, the light workers, the spiritual community, we're doing so much work to try to constantly clear the slate and clear the slate and clear the slate. And he was reminding us that we're doing a great job. We're almost reaching that place where we're not constantly coming from behind.
Yeah.
You know, because there is so much darkness here. And he was just trying to remind me to put it out to the world that we really are getting to that point of no return.
Yeah, I'm all for that because I know you're probably pretty beat up as I am lately. And it's just like, my God, when is this? But I do feel good. I feel like I'm seeing the culmination of the work starting to happen and it's manifesting. And you know, we got some information the other day was interesting. I want to double check it, but they said that, you know, I got this information a while back and they told me that I actually pissed off the reptilian God, you know,
oh, I love
with the
it.
Work. Yeah, with the work I was doing, you know, and I go, oh, great, you know, that's all I need. But they just told me that, you know, they told me that there were some just real nasties that they're in the process of cleaning up and getting that out of the way. And then just recently, just a few days ago, they said that they surrendered, that they just got rid of the last of the reptilians, you know, the negative reptilians and some of the other ones, and they finally just surrendered and just said they're done, you know.
Wow, that lines up with some of my intel, by the way. I got an interesting phone call from another girlfriend of mine who's very clairvoyant, and a couple of real nasty showed up at the foot of her bed, and the next thing she knew, she was slammed into a chair and
wow.
abducted, and she looked to her left, and I was sitting next to her. So I basically made a few phone calls and then tapped in and called in the universal court and said, you know, this has got to stop. You know, we need protection. It's getting really crazy. I was getting so many emails, getting flooded with people just experiencing psychic attack like never before. And even though they've done a lot of protection work, they were still getting, you know, they were still finding their way into their field somehow, some way.
Yeah, I'm getting the same message. The exact same message. Just that they're going, I'm doing the clearings, you know, they're still coming. And I know a lot of it has to do with conviction and really standing in your own self-authority and being firm. But I know before the healing's always worked. And now I'm seeing people are just being tested, you know, tested at to the end, you know, the inch of their ability, you might say.
I think too, this is an initiation because we're getting so close.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about that, how close we're getting and that feeling that we know something huge is about to happen. I would like to also pass on that I have been asked and told that my labs have definitely and officially been shut down.
Great.
And so the only way that message would come in, and this is from people that's all they do all the time is go in and clear and transmute a lot of the dark beings that are doing these horrible things. And so, you know, to receive something like that, that's huge, James.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, that's really good news, you know, to hear that. Because that's a pretty nasty. And I'm wondering what this space fleet is going to do, you know, because there's different factions involved there. And some guys are, you know, they're more loyal to the United States of America, you might say, and want to see things get straightened out there. And there's, you know, there's other people that are loyal to the, you know, the gray men or whatever you want to call them, the Illuminati or the banksters. And, you know, and have you heard much on that? I'm wondering where things are there, you know, with those, with that group.
Are you talking more on a third dimensional, you know, earth plane, or are you talking
on a third dimensional, you know, our own secret space fleet, you know, what we're doing out there recently?
What I keep hearing is that the line has been drawn. And they're going to be forced, literally, to make a decision and make a choice. That, you know, we're getting to the final gate, and if they don't go there, they're going to lose it all.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, and I remember this a long time ago, I really do feel that some of these people, that even though they've done some nasty things and they rub elbows with some very, you know, unpleasant people, they still are playing their part to bring the light agenda forth. And we just, you know, we need to continue to remind ourselves that that is the case, that we are making progress, instead of obsessing all the time about, look at what they're doing to us. You know, and I'm glad you asked me that, James, because the message that I keep hearing over and over and over again is that it is now time for all of the light workers and the you know, light warriors and the guardians and all the people out there that are constantly working for their own evolution. It is time for us to recognize our own power, our own authority, the fact that we've done a lot of work, more so than anybody else on the planet. Okay. We're like blazing the trail here because we chose this. And they've been reminding me to remind people that we need to make a decision how we want this to unfold. So no matter what we're hearing about earth changes, no matter what we're hearing about increases in the ocean current, you know, and things like this, all these things that immediately create fear within people, I'm being constantly reminded to ask people, where do you want it to go? Because we are that powerful to create that situation now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is important that... I like that old saying, praise Allah, tie your camel, you know, it's like, you know, and that's my thing, you know, when you have prepared, you know, and you are paying attention, you know how things could go or whatever. The way I see it is that there's no fear, you know, anymore. It's like, hey, what? And I, you know, having died a couple of times, I'm not really in fear.
So. You've already been there, done that, right?
Yeah. So I know where I'm going, and I'm not really worried about that end of it, but I think it's so interesting right now. There's so much different information coming out. And I know the fear mongers, you know, they're going, Jade Helm, we're all going to be thrown, you know, in these camps and all these other things. And, you know, I talked to some people on the inside that are actually very involved in the military. And they said that the Oath Keepers are well over 50%.
Yes.
In the military. And they said they're not going to carry out illegal orders. They are not going to turn, you know, against the American people. So they may act out this drill, you know, but I think that's about as far as it's going to go, you know, unless they, you know, they might try it another false flag where they're going to bring in their own people and turn on during the drill and turn against the people doing the drill. I mean, that I never put that past, you know, the Illuminati boys, you know. So,
you know, again, I'm so glad you brought that up because I totally forgot about that at this time. I'm probably going to sound like a broken record.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from personal testimony, some information that was shown to me, my own experience on a ship, okay? And I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, I absolutely know in my bones that what is going on is in a positive direction for the United States and the world. And I'll leave it at that, but I do want people to remember this is also a test for all of us to unify and put our focus on what we want to unfold in the future, not what's been happening to us, not what's on the you know, all the horrible things that the Matrix has created and done and, you know, continues to do. It's like, where are we putting our focus? And if we unify, we have so much protection and support right now that we really can move a mountain. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree too. And it's like, I think too, is that, you know, people are thrown out of focus all the time, you know, with all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And it is a game, you know, it's a fear game, and it's a game to keep consciousness and keep people down in the first three chakras, you know, survival, sex, and power.
True.
And, but you know, I've been watching this whole thing and I go, what is this thing, Jade Helm? And I go, I don't feel anything. And, you know, but basically I've been out putting gardens in here and I've been, you know, landscaping and working with the land here at Isetti, and I'm oblivious to what, you know, and I was really thinking about that lately. I just go, you know what? I go, whatever happens, happens, you know, I don't even think it's going to affect me here, you know, but I don't want to be in denial either.
You know what, James, I have a friend in Texas who actually saw a town just kind of get taken over where a lot of SWAT teams showed up suddenly. Yeah. And things like that. And one of the comments that he made to me afterwards was, well, isn't that interesting? He said, right when that happened, all of the ATM machines went down in this one location.
Hmm.
And it was almost as if to say, you know, from a higher realm, you think you're going to get away with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it was really, the timing was impeccable.
Yeah. And, you know, I know, too, is that I've seen them here. If they don't want something to happen, the higher dimensional beings or the ETs or whatever, it's like, it's not going to happen, basically.
Yeah.
And I know we have some lessons we need to learn, and they're allowing some things because they're not here to fix everything for us. But
no, they're not.
But, you know, we had this guy here, and he was from the CIA, basically, and he was trying to document the ships and all the stuff here. And it was kind of interesting. And so he had all this super high-tech stuff out here, you know, these cameras, these special, you know, this whole system. And it was backed up with submarine batteries and everything. And he had extension cords going out there. And he goes, there is no way. He goes, I'm going to miss anything here. You know, and he had all this super equipment, right? The ship comes in, shuts everything down, every piece of his equipment, and the submarine batteries were drained, you know, down. There was nothing there. And he just goes, he could not figure it out. He goes, how in the hell did that happen, you know? And I said, I think they sent you a message that you're not in control.
You know? Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, you know, good luck with that. I mean, you may think you have all the technology and you have all the intelligence and you have all this other stuff, but you're not in control.
Oh.
And that's what they showed him very clearly, you know, that you were not in control. You know, it's like,
that was so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I also got a message. It was so powerful that all of the planets and all of within the solar system and all the stars would be supporting us. They would give us their all with force and might.
Yeah.
Once we gathered and made our decision, that they would literally just, you know, be there to prop us up and get through this big leap.
Yeah.
It was just beautifully written. I was blown away.
And then I know, too, some of us are going to have to make some very hard decisions, because what I'm seeing, too, is that, you know, there are some people that have chosen not to make it. And they're just too caught up in their own drama or their own program. And it's okay, you know, but they'll continue and they'll do whatever they need to do on whatever level they end up on. But we have to realize that we can't let them distract us from the big picture, you know, from the big mission. And so we are going to make a lot of tough choices and a lot of hard decisions. And I'm seeing that everywhere, where people are just choosing, you know, to walk away from friends, from relationships, from everything. And they're just saying, I can't do this anymore. And the more the energy is coming in, it's creating a polarity. And what I see is that,
God, it's so accurate, James.
Yeah, yeah. It's like unity consciousness is coming in, but it's actually activating everything that's not in alignment with it.
Mm.
That everything that's out of harmony, that's not in unity. And so it's pushing all that to the surface. And I think about, you know, not to be a Bible thumper, but I think what Jesus said, you know, they said, are you the peacemaker? And he's something like that. And he said, yes, but first I come with a sword.
Yes.
And so the energy that's coming in right now is just hot, it's activating everything. It's pushing everything up that needs to be looked at and dealt with. And that's the sword, you know, it's just cutting the crap away. And what I've seen too with people, the stuff that you used to be able to push under the rug and just ignore, you know, even relationships, everything, you just can't do it anymore. It's just like thrown right in your face and you have to deal with it.
And in fact, the other day I was, we had a big party and it was all these healers and we got together. And one of the things that we recognized as we were going around the room is many of us that are partnered up or roommates or whatever, whoever might be living in our personal space, many of us found ourselves feeling like in an entrapment.
Yeah.
That it had gotten to a point of, you know, you just can't turn around and forget about it or move on or stay distracted. You can't stay distracted anymore. You literally have to focus on this, and it's forcing a lot of us to make decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
And really, you know, there's nothing really wrong with that. It's just that, yeah, that some people need to find their perfect place elsewhere. They're not happy where they're at.
Yeah.
And they need to go and find a place that makes them happy, you know, and that's just the way it is, you know, that whatever's diminishing your joy or whatever's not making people happy anymore, they can't ignore it. You know, they can't just keep running a program without integrity or whatever, you know, that really, you know, they can't live the lie anymore is what I'm trying to say. The lie is over.
Yeah. The whole thing about the sword, you know, is purity and truth and justice.
Yeah.
And if it's not a just, you know, environment or a just way of thinking or a just way of being, it's just going to boomerang right back to you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no more, you know, years go by and then you have something happen to you and go, wow, where'd that come from?
Yeah. It's almost instant, you know, instant karma right now is what I'm seeing. And, you know, these people too are, you know, the tyrants are so obvious. I mean, they're so transparent and they're just totally exposing themselves. You just can't miss it. It's like, what, you know, that's what I do. I go, what did he say? Did he really say that? You know, and it's like, how did the people miss that? You know, how can they not see that? You know, but I don't know.
I'm always reminding everybody, James, that, you know, having the opinion that everything is going to always be all of the light,
yeah,
is just as out of balance as the system that we live in right now, which is very, very dark, as you know.
Yeah.
That this is a time where we are learning to be in the observer mode, that we're learning to be in the balance and looking at the dark as well as the light. And maybe, you know, the dark isn't comfortable, but looking at it just more from a detachment perspective, that's really what we're going through at this final hour. I mean, big time.
Yeah, that's what I always tell people. You know, I'm working on practicing loving detachment. I mean, that's my program right now. It's a, I love you, but I want to do it from a distance now.
yeah, no kidding.
You know, 'cause this isn't working.
Well, and the UFOs are blowing my mind. I mean, not only are they just in a downtown city where I live, where there's, you know, everything's lit up, okay?
Yeah.
But they've also been flashing back.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's just to the point where, you know, because you sit there and you say, God, you're there, and they're super low on the horizon.
Uh-huh.
They're not super high in the sky.
Yeah.
You can tell that they have a shape around them, even though they're far enough away, you know, where you can't really tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're like blinking and, you know, shooting rays back at you. It's just amazing. I mean, I really challenge anyone that's out there, really start paying attention to what's in the skies right now, because they really, really want us to know that they're here.
Yeah, I've been, you know, as much as you can trust YouTube, but I've been getting all kinds of, you know, people sending me these things off of YouTube going, check this out. And, you know, some of it's fake, you know, CGI. If it's really detailed, it's usually CGI most of the time. But I'm just seeing like fleets and major, you know, ships with, you know, sometimes 30 or 40 ships in it or even more that are being, you know, seen around the world right now, and a lot in California. There's a lot of sightings down in California. I think something big is getting ready to happen in California, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know if it's a quake or the drought and the fires and all the other stuff that's been happening down there, but it's just California just seems like it's earmarked for something big to pop there.
That I totally, you're right. I totally agree with that.
And I haven't had time. You know, everybody's asking me questions like that, and I go, God, give me. I'm just so busy right now getting the ranch organized, and I've been on the road, and I've been going and, you know, to a lot of conferences and things like that, and I just haven't had a chance. But I got to sit down and really look into this and see what they're saying, because I know I had some guides before that. I mean, they gave the San Francisco earthquake right on the button, you know, and the Seattle one that happened after that, and, you know, a lot of other things, they just hit right on the button. But, you know, I feel it. I'll start feeling something coming down, and then I have to go and look at it. But, I mean, they're ready for a huge change down there, especially, you know, I think it's all the above. There's going to be major social changes, economic changes there, but as well, the physical is going to go along with it to help usher that in.
Well, and, you know, as most people may know, Southern California is just, it's just riddled with military bases and subcontractors and, you know, anybody that's supporting that machine for war, it's just, you know, infested with it.
Yeah, it definitely is. And there's, you know, all the major war industry guys are down there, the big corporations. And so, you know, and the enslavers that are creating all the high tech surveillance stuff and everything else, they're all down there. So definitely, you know, that's going to go one way or the other. I think, you know, I've been watching Monsanto now, and their stock just keeps falling and falling, and people are just walking away from it. You know, and they're finally figuring out how evil this corporation is. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of time before all this stuff just starts imploding on itself. And that's, I think we're in the implosion state right now.
I think so too. Yeah. And look at all the, the progress that's been made in Hawaii alone about the GMOs.
Yeah.
It's just huge. And it's just taken off all over the world. I mean, I think Europe is so much further ahead than us in that perspective. But we're
people really starting to catch up. Yeah, definitely. People should go to Shaka movement, you know, or Shaka.org and check it out. I was very involved in that when I was in Maui, and I go back every year, and I've met with some very, you know, powerful people there and part of the families, you know, the royal families and things like that. And you know, there's a big movement there to, you know, reclaim the land, you know, to get their island back. And we are there in an illegal occupation right now. And even the UN has acknowledged that. So, you know,
Go ahead. I didn't cut you off.
Well, I think what's going to happen there, and you know, it's actually being, they're winning in the courts and things like that. But they had a vote there, you know, the people went out and voted, and it was overwhelming, unanimous that they put a moratorium on Monsanto. And they said, if you can't prove that, you know, what you're doing there is safe and that it's not doing harm to the kids and the land, it's in our constitution that, you know, you have to stop. And
right on.
Yeah. And so they, Monsanto, in all the elections, everything, they lost, you know, but they took it to the federal courts, and then they totally turned over the voice of the people and said, you have no vote. You know, basically your vote doesn't count, you know, is what it turned out to be. So,
yeah, I saw that. And the first thing that went in my mind was, wow, that judge must've had a revolver to his wife, kids, you know.
Well, I think his wife was, I'm not sure, but John Rappaport talked about it, and they're in knee deep, you know, with these corporations. And so there's definitely a conflict of interest there. So,
James, I have a question for you. What do you feel is going on at this stage regarding the Federal Reserve? Because so much has been coming across my desk that it's just done. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah. And from what I understand, it's toast, you know, it's pretty much gone. And the BRICS, you know, this BRICS union is really going to come in and strong and take over. And they've actually been, this is my understanding of it. And I've been talking with, you know, these families and the ones that are actually moving the money around and doing the gold and things like that. And basically they're just coming in and they're, you know, collapsing it. They're collapsing. Yes. They're calling forward their notes and calling forward. They're in default, you know, they're bankrupt basically. And they're just actually collapsing it. It's insolvent. And from my understanding, the money's going to go back to the treasury. And if all goes well, basically what they're going to do is they're just going to, you know, they'll start absorbing the Federal Reserve notes and then print treasury notes and just, and the Federal Reserve note eventually will just be a non-event, you know, it'll be worthless basically, but.
We're keeping it for nostalgia, right?
Yeah. You can wallpaper your room with it. But there's so many shifts and changes. And the thing about it is that it's really good what's going down. It's going to be great for the people because we've been completely enslaved through dependency and by the Federal Reserve and by the banksters. And we live in a totally abundant universe. And all of that lack is manufactured. You know, it's and people are so brainwashed to think that's normal that they're going to have a rude awakening, a big shock, you know, when they find out that this whole, you know, what was behind this whole program, you know, this whole enslavement program.
Don't you think that's part of the final, you know, separating the wheat from the chaff, is seeing how they react to that?
Yeah, exactly. The people that hang on to the old world are going to have a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work. And if they work for the beast or they serve the beast, they're going to find themselves out on the streets, you know, just like the banksters threw everybody else out on the street and took back their homes and things like that. Well, there's going to be a role reversal there. And what I've seen is just the karma's coming home to roost. You know, it's a universal law. You cannot keep doing these things and not have some kind of a blowback. And the blowback's here.
Definitely. And the other thing that's moving super fast, at least on my end, is I'm seeing the messages that are coming in regarding just the whole healing community. There's a lot of impetus to unify, to support, to blow through the program for all the healers that have been so indoctrinated to not receive compensation for what they do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of that going down, which I'm pleased to see it because they are truly the core of this whole movement. You know, when we get onslaughted with all of these others that wake up suddenly, you know, who was it that said we're going to need over 1 billion healers or something?
You know? Yeah. Well, I've noticed too in that area, especially in ufology and in the New Age movement and everything else, is what I'm seeing now is that the posers are all being exposed, and the people that are on stage for the wrong reasons, you know, and you know, it's all about me and see me, dig me and all that stuff. You know, I call it spiritual narcissism. You know, all of that is coming to the surface, and you'd be shocked if you really realize who these people really are. And you know, and what they are aligned with. You know, they put on a great front and a great, you know, outer appearances and things like that. But behind stage and, you know, in their daily lives, if you follow that, you go, oh my God, you know, who is this person? So all of that is coming up to the surface. And that's what I'm seeing right now is that a lot of the people out there, you know, on the forefront, you know, of a lot of these movements right now are just falling apart and they're in the middle of a crap storm. I don't want to say the S word, you know, but it's true.
And yeah. they're also being, I think this is good for all of us who've been writing in and racking our brains, trying to figure out who's really supporting us, who's really not, you know, who's really legit, who's really not. And you'll see just by those that are still standing tall and strong and, you know, with a sincere heart, that the gut feeling that they've had all along was right on.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it wasn't made, as long as they honor their gut intuition, not through the eyes of rage or fear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's like a lot of people ask me, you know, you got to do something about this guy or that guy or whatever. And I said, I don't have to do anything. It's like, we had a Native American guy. It's a good story. We had a Native American guy here, and he came and he spoke before I did, before I went up on the stage, and just kind of ripped my program apart in a way.
Oh,
tried
my God.
To. He really tried to. And he said, animals don't have souls. There's no way you can connect to God because you'd be fried, you know, you would burn up, you know. And he started making all these statements, you know, ridiculous statements. And so I'm sitting in the back listening to this guy talk, and he's strutting back and forth on the stage. And I turn around, and the chief Golden Light Eagle and Guy Redow and some other people were there. And I go, are you listening to this guy? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And I said, I mean, well, man, I go, you ought to do something about that. And he turned around to me, he goes, well, what do you do with your ministers, you know?
Ah, good point.
Yeah, and I thought about it. I thought about it, and he said, don't worry, he'll fall. You know, they just told me, don't worry, he'll fall. You know, he'll.
You know,
he'll,
James, that lines up with, I had an interview with Kevin Annette a couple weeks back, and one of the things that came out of that was he was reminding us that, you know, just because they're American Indians doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have corruption and hierarchy and people getting bought off and paid off by the government as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, they have their whole system of corruption, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's sad too, and I've run into that. I've run into a lot of attitude, you know. I spoke at the Heart of the Heart conference, and it was all Native Americans. It was a big conference, and the Star Knowledge, I think it's called the Star Knowledge conference or whatever.
Yes.
And then it was funny because I walk out on stage, you know, and I look down and I see all these chiefs and big Native Americans, you know, in the front row with their arms crossed, you know, looking at me. And I go, whoa, I go, what? And just holding space. I mean, but it was intense space. It was like, you better not screw up here, you know? And so I walked out there and I looked at them. I just started laughing. I go, I bet you guys are wondering why this blonde hair, blue eyed guy is up on stage. It looks a lot like Custer. You know,
just, oh my God.
You know, that probably looks a lot like Custer, you know, they nodded. They go, yeah, why are you here? You know, it was really funny. But I told him, I said, you know, we're Scotch Irish Cherokee. I said, my grandmother and great grandmother were, you know, Native American. And great great grandmother, where she walked the Trail of Tears, all that stuff. And I went through the whole thing. And, you know, I just said, so there's, it's kind of like I have troublemaker on both sides, you know, both sides. And I don't fit into these boxes that they're trying to create, you know, any of the boxes, you know. And then I went on, and then I showed them, you know, the Star Nations, the different groups, the Earth Changes, all the information. And afterwards, they invited me, you know, into their group, you know, to come and hang out with them, which was really nice. And they said, where did you get this information? You know, this is our prophecies. And I said, this is science. I go, this isn't prophecy anymore. This is science. It's happening now. You know, we're in it.
A friend of mine just flew into town today, and he said that he had an article about the pyramids and that they've just discovered some more skulls and skeletons, and they were at the lower floor or lower level of this pyramid.
Yeah.
And when they looked and they did the analysis on it, they determined that they were red-haired Irish, and they were actually the architects.
Yeah. Like, and, whoops.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that really gets you to throw everything we've been taught out the window.
Did they have long heads and very tall?
I didn't ask him that part. I was just cracking up that, you know, it goes back to the Irish descent. And even with the Cherokee, I'm kind of convinced that they're directly linked to the Lemurians.
Yeah, yeah, they are. I know, it's funny, if you look at Sequoia, you know, the chief there, he was wearing turbans, you know, and they
yes.
had the highest educated, you know, per person, way beyond the white man there. They're highly educated and more advanced, you know, than the white man. So at the time, you know, so basically, yeah, you know, it's like they had their roots somewhere else, and they were very, you know, very educated, very tapped in. And,
James, you know, one of my missions was across the United States, and we really did a lot of work in Arkansas where Sequoia's, it's a memorial area for him.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, I was told I had to go there and I had to open up a portal there. And when I went there, I was blown away that he actually translated. It looked very much like language of light. And he literally was creating a new language for all of the Indians so that they could all be on the same page.
Wow, I knew that he was creating a language. I did know about that, but that I would love to find out more about that.
I mean, I was blown away that you know, they said that he was a very amazing guy because he had so much wisdom. And they, you know, they were absolutely convinced that they couldn't figure out how he was able to do that so effectively. And of course, the white man stopped it in its tracks eventually.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole Trail of Tears story.
But, yeah, they stole all the, you know, they stole the government, the form of government, everything. You know, they copied it, and then they just had to turn them into heathens, you know, and ungodly so they can continue with the aggression. But that's a whole nother story. But
yeah.
But anyway, you know, I heard some interesting things about how a lot of the some of the Native Americans were actually Atlanteans that screwed things up, and now they're back, you know, and that's why they hate technology, because they know what's happened in the past with it. Mm. And, you know, there's all these different stories, you know, about different groups. And so,
but don't you think that we're actually being called? I really believe this. I think we're being called to create a symbiotic relationship between technology and human.
Well, it depends on that.
Not transhumanism, not transhumanism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm down on transhumanism.
Me neither.
That's got to go. But definitely, I think technology has its place as long as it's serving the people and communicating and things like that. It's great. But, you know, again, too, we can't throw nature out the door. And I think
Absolutely not. But you know what I'm saying? It's like if you look at our galactic brothers and sisters, they're using technology, but it's working with your higher state of consciousness.
Yeah. You know, and I had my iPhone out there and I was listening to Bob Marley while I was digging in the garden. So, you know, it's like, so I had the best of both worlds, you know, but
good.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not against technology, but I think we need to put a lid on it if it's being abused, and especially if it's invading people's privacy or used to, you know, ensnare people or enslave people. That it just needs to be rearranged.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I also wanted to ask you, what is your take on the summer solstice? What do you think is going to go down the pike at that time frame?
You know, I've got to start looking into this stuff because you know, Baba G once told me, he kept calling me future boy, and he kept saying I was always in the future, and he kept telling me I needed to chill on that one. But, you know, stay more in the moment, you know, but it's kind of funny, but in the meditation he made it, you know, but I'm fascinated by the future and I have connections. But I do need to just sit down and throw out some dates and look at this and look at that and see what's going on. But I know one thing, that the Palladians have some major stuff up their sleeve, and they had to take their time in doing some of the things they were doing, because it would have just been too dangerous for everybody to just pull the lid off of everything, because there were some very formidable beings that they were dealing with, you know, to get out of here, and they didn't want to, you know, destroy the earth in the process. So,
right.
So anyway, they were a little slower than a lot of us would have liked, you know, but now it does seem like everything's in place and everything's coming together and it's moving really quickly now.
I think so too.
I totally
agree with you.
You know, we're having our big gathering right on Independence Day, you know, right in the middle of July 4th. And every year that we do that, we have amazing events here. So I don't know who's all going to be here, but I'll bet there is some press here and there's going to be some cameras and they're going to get some good footage and it's going to get out.
That's just so cool. I went to a UFO gathering and I was very amazed by the photography that came out of that event. Yeah. I mean, they're just they're just really, really trying to communicate and say, hey, we are here, we're in your plane, we're here to support, you know, whatever, whatever action you take, you know, it's just, it's feeling so much more like they're in our back door, our backyard.
Yeah. And I've noticed the people that have done their homework that are sensitive, you know, they do have a spiritual connection. When they come here and these ships fly over, they get pulsed. They get, there's something that opens up with them. And I watch them just bawl, just start crying, because all of a sudden they go, they are real. They are here. Wow. And then they realize they're connected to them, and it's their star family. And then they have to, they go, oh my God, this is real. And they go, everything I've been taught is crap, you know? And they have these huge awakenings here just by the presence of these ships when they come in. And I've watched it happen again and again.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited to finally get up there.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Oh yeah. It'll be fun. You know, we usually have, I'm not sure. Hopefully we'll be able to have some campfires. I'm not right around the 4th of July, they shut down they put a burn ban on, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to have a campfire, but.
Are we going to have any time with you? You're going to be a busy guy that weekend, huh?
Yeah, I'll be, as usual, you know, running a conference. Seems like I'm the gopher guy, believe it or not. I'm the guy that goes and gets everything to make sure everything runs. But, you know, I'll be the guy cleaning the septic tank.
Well, making sure the
plumbing's working.
Have you talked to Natasha lately?
Yeah. I just talked to her.
Okay. Because I would really like to talk to you, and I'm wondering if it's better to come earlier or later.
Yeah. Well, let's talk off the air about that and figure out what's best. But, there's a lot of things unfolding right now, and you know, shifts happening and changes, and we got new people coming in. We might have a couple of people dropping out. We're not sure right now. So,
okay.
But it's an amazing lineup for this gathering. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
But
we're going to have a blast.
Oh, yeah. We always do. But we'll have the night vision goggles out. We'll have the infrared spotlights, and we'll be
able to show. Sweet.
Well, I'm going to put probably a TV out, a monitor out in the screen, so people can real time watch the ships and the orbs and all the other stuff going on.
Fantastic. God, I really look forward to that. Now, the speakers are speaking on Friday, right?
Thursday, actually. Starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday. And Monday, I think, workshops after that.
Yeah, right? I know workshops are on Monday.
Yeah.
Yay! I can't wait.
But it's fun. You know, that whole building is, we've just done some major energy work on it, too. And every year, it's wall-to-wall orbs in there. And the photographs inside the conference building are just phenomenal. So just the space, the energy that people are held in is just amazing, you know, when people come.
Oh, my gosh, James. Well, I just want to thank you. I mean, I know this must be an immense amount of work. And if your workload is like mine, that's on top of what you're already doing. So
yeah.
I just want to thank you myself. You know,
it is. I mean, we're sun up to sun down here, you know, getting
this.
You know, it's a 70-acre ranch, too. And I have some projects I go, okay, that just has to go on hold. You know, that's,
you
know, things like that. But, you know, mainly, you know, and we have some that we have to get done, you know, because like fixing fences so the axe don't break out and stuff like that. We have to stay on top of that, you know, and other things. But we've got most of the gardens in, and the fences are all mended, and everything's looking really good now. And so I'm really happy with how things are turning out here. I think it's going to be an amazing event.
This is great. Do you feel a lot more prepared this time around than last year?
Yeah, I do. And you know, with Ashley and Joseph here.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're amazing. Yeah, and they're just keeping it down. And she's doing all the field work and paperwork and organizing, which is not my forte. You know, it's like I'm terrible organizing.
No comment, James.
Yeah. So anyway, but I mean, they're doing an awesome job just holding space too, just keeping the energy up.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we've got an amazing crew. We've got, you know, a guy named AR and Dan here, and these guys are like top carpenters, you know, and so everything's
I hear you're better, right? You're getting better.
Yeah.
Since the last attack.
Yeah. I'm still have some challenges, you know, but I'm getting a lot better. It's a lot better than it was, you know, but thanks to some of the work you guys do, I know you're going to be talking about that at the event. And we're running out of time right now, but I know that the work you do is awesome, especially with the removing implants and just connecting people in, you know, as well. Yes. So that's all going to be covered.
I really am so honored to assist all of these, you know, up and coming masters. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just such an honor.
Jerry, I know Jerry's going to be with us too. And Jerry did some amazing work at the last conference. I mean, he put me back together. Basically, I was just beat up, you know, but I think I had every entity you can imagine on the planet, the darkest
of God,
taking shots at me going, this guy is not going to do, he's not going to go on stage. He's not going to deliver this talk, you know? But I did, you know, I pulled it off. And it was funny when I was on stage, I don't know if Jerry showed you that, but there's pictures where I actually turned into a light being there was some other amazing things happened. So it was great. You know, it was an awesome event.
Well, you know what, James, that's one of the reasons you've been under such a heavy load of attack is they know that you're pivotal. You're pivotal in this movement. And people really respect the fact that you've always stood behind your word.
Yeah.
And that alone is just very commendable.
And I've had offers, you know, it's like, I'm not corruptible. You know,
I've had
so many offers to come in, you know, for movie deals, all these things, you know, and they would not stick to the truth. You know, they had all these other programs and I just said, you know, we're not going there. It's going to be done right. You know, we're going to bring the truth out and it's all going to be about empowering the individual or I'm not involved in it. And So I'd rather be able to look in the mirror, you know, and feel good about myself in the morning versus, you know, have the big fat bank account.
Well, I just want you to know, Galactic Connection, we are really busy. We're doing a ton of stuff behind the curtain. And we have a lot of exciting stuff that's going to be unveiled pretty soon. So everybody stay tuned.
And the best way to catch you is Galactic Connection. Is
galacticconnection.com,
and that has all the work, their healing work, the implant removal, and the DNA activations and the soul alignments and all the work that you're doing, that which is awesome out there. And and again, thanks for all the portal work you've been doing too. I know both of us have been going to places, portals. But hey, we're out of time, unfortunately. I gotta run. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see you this July.
Oh, I can't wait to give you a big bear hug. Thanks for all you're doing, James, and great talking to you again. It's been too long.
All right. This is James Gilliland with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies and stay in the heart.